the Raised by Wolves fucking podcast. Raised by Wolves podcast. I'm Joe D.
I'm Chris Ford.
And we're going to play some records and talk about some stuff.
What do we got going on this week? Oh, there's a lot happening this week.
Yeah, there was a lot happening this week. Coachella announced.
Yeah, band's getting back together for that at the drive-in.
Yeah, we'll cover all that. The opening of the Punk Rock Museum in Los Angeles. Dun, dun, dun. And lots of stuff and junk.
All right.
In the meantime, let's...
get rolling.
Let's dive right into this.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to like me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes to show. I've got Friday on my mind. Zero. Nothing else that bugs me more than working for the rich man. Hey, I changed that scene one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow I'll be glad. Cause I'll have Friday on my mind. Oh, she's out of sight to me tonight.
Fucked Up.
Raised by Wolves.
On Raised by Wolves. That's from... I have to edit that. David Comes to Life. The record, that, their latest effort.
The new... Yeah.
Did you see the videos on YouTube? They had like kind of like a featurette for it. It was pretty cool. They put it out, I think, about like a month or so before the record came out.
Was it them walking around in England or something?
No. It was just like interview footage and like some studio, you know, whatever. And of course they were talking about how they're gonna. This is the last record. This is it. This is the last one. We're not gonna do this anymore. But one thing I thought was funny was that had they. You know, sure, they've evolved as a band, which yeah. all bands do or whatever, but they really have to, like, you know, we started as a hardcore band, but we're not a hardcore band anymore. But it's like, yeah, yet you kept the same name and you're, you know, still screaming. Doing that. That I think is a little weird. So that and this is our last record. This is really, really the last time. This is it. We hate each other, whatever. I don't know. It's I won't say it's contrived, but I will say it's a little weird.
I did read an interview with them. I think I don't know where it was, internet or it was it doesn't matter, the magazine. And he said he was having a hard time touring, and I guess he's got a family, but apparently he said he started smoking pot and that it helped him with the touring and there was less friction with the band and everything. Because apparently he was straight edge before then or doesn't drink. I don't know. Or stopped drinking, started smoking pot. But, you know.
But the record is good, I will say.
I dig it. I watched. I was watching a live performance of it on Pitchfork's got this feature up of they do the whole record.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And it sounds really good. It sounds actually really fucking awesome.
It's interesting because a lot of bands, you know, even when they do come out with a new record, they wouldn't be able to do the whole thing right away, you know, because by the time between after like mixing and mastering, sometimes like you just kind of like push some songs off to the side.
Right.
And focus on, you know, what you're going to be playing live along, you know, with the rest of your older catalog or whatever. But that's pretty cool.
All right. Well, what opening up, that was David Bowie. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, from the Pinups record, which, I don't know, I mean, sure, everybody knows, you know, Bowie and everything, but that's one of his more, I guess, like, more underappreciated, or is that like an oxymoron I just did, a more underappreciated?
Underappreciated? Less appreciated? More underappreciated?
Yeah.
More under!
Yeah, Pinups is great. It's a collection of covers that Bowie did, but that's one of my favorite, you know, British Invasion songs from the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. I like that one. But yeah, he covers The Who and Springsteen. And
really?
He does.
Oh, you know what?
Does Growing Up, which is random as hell.
Wow. You know, we talked about Springsteen last week. And
yeah.
I have some for the show later on.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to Born in the USA.
Oh, man.
And I found my favorites off that record. So.
Yeah, that box set that came out a couple months ago, The Promise, which was, I guess, his stuff that he recorded after Darkness on the Edge of Town, whatever, when he was going through all that bullshit with his management.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They wanted to own everything, whatever, so he didn't do anything for a long time. The box set was pretty cool. I thought it was going to be a little bit better, but you know, maybe it was better that stuff didn't actually make it on the records at the time.
I didn't hear it. Yeah. I have to check that out. You've got it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, we'll play some in a little bit.
All right, cool. Well, moving on. This is the record I was telling you back, The Equals, the original version of Police on My Back, with Eddie Grant before
Electric Avenue. Yes!
So this is like 1968? Maybe not 68, but...
Yeah, this was like a total... I had absolutely no idea about this.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, you read stuff about the Clash all the time about, you know, Toots and, you know, like everybody that they did cover, but I had no clue about this. I was stumped.
And back to Sandinista we go. All right, Raised by Wolves.
On my back, and the victim really won't come back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, police on my back. They would catch me if I did drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What have I done? I'm still running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They will catch me if I dare drop back. Come and give me all the speed I had. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running down the railway track. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. I'm still running down the railway track. Could you help me? Police on my back. They will catch me if I dare drop back. I've been running Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Running, police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. Yes, I'm running. Police on my back. What have I done? Tell me. Please, somebody.
It's okay, sir. He doesn't want to look anything like my father. There's a lot they don't know. And that could be one of the reasons why he's doing this. He's played the same with me all the time. He just died. Would you care? Would you cry?
Speak your lies, serve your tongue, you would.
we're back.
Raised by Wolves.
Who was that?
That was the OCs.
Nice.
Yeah. It's off Carrion Crawler.
Yeah? It's good stuff. I like
new
that.
New record.
And before that was the Withers.
Yes, sir.
I love the Withers. They played at they played at Scotland Yard a couple of Tuesdays ago. Yet they've been like a regular Sunday band.
Oh, you had them in?
They were fucking awesome.
Justin had them in about. I saw them in the summertime, and I thought they were rad.
Yeah, they were doing Sundays, and then we asked them to come in on Tuesday. Sorry, Justin, but but no, they're really really cool. So
what's that kid's name? I forget.
Ben.
Yes.
Yeah, they're good, man. They're real good. So yeah, Coachella announced this week.
Oh yeah.
How about that?
Sold out. Sorry.
I know, sold out already.
Day one sold out in an hour, and then day two was not long behind that. I just read that in Huffington Post.
Wow.
So it's a good lineup though.
Yeah, lots of
Pulp.
Yeah, lots of bands coming back. Yeah, Pulp. That's nice. However, you know, I'll probably wait for the one-off.
Yeah, you know, all these bands that are playing are, I'm sure At the Drive-In's going to have, I mean, a couple one-off shows. I saw them at the first Coachella.
They
opened like at 12 in the afternoon. It was insane. They were fucking, they took the stage. It's like, have you ever seen the old slow motion footage of like MC5 just going crazy, jumping around? Right. I was just like, whoa. I was totally taken back. They were awesome then.
Oh, cool. Madness, Buzzcocks. Who else is on there?
Firehose.
Firehose reunion, Refused reunion.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, which is kind of funny for a band that whose politics were just so incredibly preachy about being against the money and such and such.
I saw his other saw the other band. I liked the first record.
Oh, the International Noise Conspiracy.
Yeah,
I didn't like them nearly as much as Refused.
Really?
I mean, we were over in Europe on tour, and every like at every show that we were doing, the sound guy for like the house music would play, you know, like, you know, just throwing a CD or whatever.
Right.
And that was at every single night. And and then like a year later, I was having lunch with Jeff Abarta at Epitaph, and we were talking about that, and he was like, yeah, you know, we're thinking about licensing, you know, this stuff from Burning Heart, which was I think like Melancholin somebody else, and the Refused record. I'm like, oh my god, this thing is fucking amazing. This is a really good record, and it is a really good record, but just their whole thing was just so, you know, I don't know what's the right word,
the politics,
yeah, just the whole, you know, we broke up because we were just getting too big and all that kind of shit, and yet they reunite at
I'm sure they
Coachella.
I saw them open for Rocket from the Crypt at El Rey, and they were amazing. Mm. And then I saw them play with the Hives at Glass House.
Refused?
No, International Noise Conspiracy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so, Refused only came here once, and I think...
Oh, sorry, yeah, whoa.
Yeah, the only LA show they did was at the Showcase in Corona.
Right.
And I remember that. That was in at the Drive-In. I remember I was gonna go see At the Drive-In at the Showcase, but I wound up not going.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what was going on. Something came up where I was like, yeah, I was gonna go. Meh. Probably should have gone to that.
I think I only saw him once. That was the first Coachella.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Beck at that one too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beck.
That was a great record we were listening to earlier.
Oh yeah, One Foot in the Grave. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one in a long time. I found that CD and some stuff. I'm like, wow, I haven't heard this. Yeah, Asshole. That's one of my favorite Beck songs. It's on that record, and he still does that one live.
Really?
Yeah, even like, well, I mean, up until the last time I saw him, which was at Midnight Vultures anyway, which was, I don't know. Yeah, I think it was 10 years ago, I guess. But,
you need to play that for me sometime.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Yeah, it's a good one. But yeah, I don't know. I've never been to a Coachella, and I'm not sure if I'm ready yet.
After I went to the first one, I was like, I'm not gonna come again.
It's an investment. I mean, not just financially, but just like time. You know, really? I just can't do the all day deal, especially out in India. Well,
what are you gonna do? Drive back and forth? No, you have to get a hotel.
I know. That's what I mean. The year I was going to go was when the Stooges were headlining, or one of the headliners, whatever. But I was really going to go to that. But I was thinking, fuck, Indio in April, it's got to be 90 degrees.
Oh, it was so hot when I went.
Yeah,
no. And my friend was playing, so we didn't have to, we got to go in the back and whatever. Yeah, yeah. So it was like chill. You didn't have to get stuck. You could actually get water in these bathrooms. But after, I just, not a big festival. I went to Glastonbury in the UK and camped out, and it was muddy. It's just sometimes you just kind of, you feel like you're held hostage to the elements and all the fucking people.
Right. That's what I mean, man. I just, fuck, I can barely get through a goddamn Warped Tour. and that's like what, a whole 8 hours? like 3 days.
Jeez. So what do we got? What do we got coming up next?
What are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Lou Reed. Lou Reed.
Oh yeah. Lou Reed.
What's this off of?
Coney Island Baby, which is a record that I kind of got reacquainted with last year. I like this one, but this is one of my favorite Lou Reed songs.
Collect Rain.
one of my favorite bands out of the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, like in that kind of genre, them and Rocket from the Crypt and Girls Against Boys, I thought were three bands that were really, really exceptional 90s rock bands.
What did Girls Against Boys kind of splinter off into?
I don't know, because, I mean, that first record that they did, I thought from top to bottom was just fucking awesome. But then they kind of got into the electronic stuff.
Yeah.
And that I kind of lost it with that. But I don't know what they did after that, though.
And what was that other heavy song you just played earlier?
From Torch.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Florida. They're a great metal band. I had the pleasure of meeting them about a year ago at the Glass House. It was on my birthday. I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember that birthday. Yeah. But now there, no,
this year, not so much.
Right. No, I heard this one was great. They played with High on Fire, which that was a really good show.
Sandwich in between them was Bruce.
Yeah, that's on Born in the USA.
Yeah, but that was tracked originally. The demo, it was
a couple years before.
Yeah, for the Nebraska session.
Right. So, yeah, I like that one.
I dug it. I dig it.
Maybe you should listen to that record again. I was just so phobic of that record just because it was just so, when it came out, it was just so in your face and up your ass at the same time.
I know. That's what we were talking about last week.
Yeah, exactly.
So I pulled it out. I'm like, okay, because I've been listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town, which you got me into with Candy's Room.
Yeah.
And once I heard that, I was just listening to that. Like, yeah. I've been listening to that a lot, like the last two,
Streets of
three
Fire
years.
Is another good one, too.
Yeah. And then Guided by Voices followed Lou Reed, The Weed King. Woo, I love that song.
That's a good one.
where are we going to now? Wait a second. How was the Punk Rock Museum?
Oh yeah, last night was the opening of the Punk Rock Museum in LA.
I went too, but there's a different.
Right, there was a different thing going on.
Anyway, that doesn't. We'll get to that. It's not a big thing, actually.
It was good. I'm just not really sure what the specifics are with it. Like, is it ongoing for? Like, is it permanent or is it? I had to have asked 10 people last night, and people whose artwork is actually in the exhibit, and everyone's like, I don't know. What? So I don't know. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I hope that they elaborate on what they're doing. But yeah, I mean, especially the photography that was there, a lot of Edward Culver's photography was there, and it was just, it's so, I mean, you know, his book is phenomenal. It's great.
Right.
But when you see his actual prints, it's pretty awesome stuff.
I walked, well, it was supposed to go to 11. I got there and it was
done. Threw us all out at 10.
Well, I got
like,
there.
like security guards, like joining arms and just totally like funneling.
Really?
It was just so... Yeah,
I got there with my friend Tina and Eddie, and we walked in and was like, "Oh, it's over. We don't have to pay. Cool." I walked in, but exactly what you're talking about with Ed Culver stuff is the stuff just
really his. Great photography, really good stuff.
We have to make a second attempt. At that episode.
Oh yeah, we will. We will.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be. That's going to be a good episode, kids.
I think it'll be technology groundbreaking for us.
An evening with Edward Culver playing pool and talking about stuff. It's going to be fun. So I'm hoping to be able to make it over there this week, and we'll talk about it then.
All right. Well, let's move on. We got about go ahead.
No, I was going to say what do you got on deck there?
Shit. Oh, am I up? I am up. Well, motherfucker. How about this? This is a Boston band, the Nervous Eaters. When I talk to the red, when I talk to the red, I'm cool.
in my room, see my friends in high places. I don't know which is which or who is whom. They've stolen each other's faces. Janet is there with her high head and hair full of bedroom feathers. Janet is known to make dead men groan in any kind of weather. I crawl over to her, I say, hey baby, I say, hey Janet, you are the one, you are the sun, and I'm your dutiful planet. But she ain't down with any of that, she's heard that shit before. And I say, uh-huh, yeah, you're right, cause I see Betty X standing by the door with more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
And it's getting strange in here. Yeah, it's getting stranger. Betty X is like Betty Y minus that fatal chromosome. Her hair is like the wine dark sea in which sailors come home. I say, hey baby, I say, hey Betty X. I lean close up to her throat. This light you are carrying is like a lamp hanging from a distant boat. It is my light, says Betty X. Betty X says this light in yours. And so much wind blew through her words that I went rolling down the hall for more news from nowhere. Stranger every year. More news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere. I turn another corner, I go down a corridor and I see this guy. He must be about 100 foot tall and he only has one eye. He asked me for my autograph, I write nobody, and then I wrap myself up in my woolly coat and I blind him with my pen. Cause someone must have stuck something in my drink. Everything's getting strange looking. Half the people are turned into squealing pigs, the other half are cooking. Well, let me out of here, I cried, and I went pushing past. And I saw Miss Polly singing with some girls. I cried, she strapped me to the mast. For more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
It's getting strange in here. No clothes on, she danced across the room. We charted the progress of the planets around that boogie-woogie moon. I called him a Nubian princess, gave her some sweet back badass jive. I spent the next 7 years between her legs, a pining for my wife. But then by and by it all went wrong, I felt washed up on the shore. She stared down at me from up in the storm, and I sobbed up on the floor for more news from nowhere. Yeah, more news from nowhere. And don't it make you feel alone? And don't it make you wanna get right on home? More news from nowhere. I'm on news from nowhere. Let me hear now. Well, here comes Alina with two black eyes. She's given herself a transfusion. She's filled herself with panda blood to avoid all the confusion. I say the sun rises and falls with you in various things about love, but a rising violence in me cuts all my circuits off. Well, Alina, she starts screaming. Her cheeks are full of psychotropic leaves. Her extinction was nearly absolute when she turned her back on me for more news from nowhere. I said I'm more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
And it's getting strange in here. Yeah, it gets strange. Deanna hanging pretty in the door frame. All the horrors that have befallen me, well, Deanna is to blame. Every time I see you, babe, you make me feel so all alone. And I wet my face into a dress long after she'd gone home with more news from nowhere. Yeah, more news from nowhere. So sad, don't the blood rush to your feet? To think that everything you do today, tomorrow is obsolete. Technology and women and little children too. Don't it make you feel blue? Don't it make you feel blue? For more news from nowhere.
That's a sexy song, isn't it?
That's a great song.
I like that one.
I just got that because of you.
Yeah. God, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that, usually they were pointing at like a.
I could listen to that again. Do we have another 10 minutes just to listen to that? And
I know. I love that song because, man, it's like 8 minutes long, but you can't. You can't exactly tell just because it just is going. Like, I was cooking dinner the other night, and I had to have just put that thing on repeat at least 8 times.
Really?
Just while I was cooking, just because it just flows, man. It's a good song, and the video's fucking awesome.
There's a video for it.
Oh, yeah, a really good one.
I'm out of touch with Nick Cave, I guess.
I don't know who directed it, but it's really good. It's kind of like it takes place in like what looks like kind of a demented
nowhere
strip club, like a burlesque club. Yeah, these really good looking dancers, like really, like that's like when I think of like strippers, like I don't go to strip clubs or anything
because right.
It's just like their whole goal is just like to separate you from whatever money you happen to have on you. But
I don't ever happen to have money.
Well, either do I. So why go there? But you know, like when I think of strippers, I don't think of like, you know, the ones that in the girls video from Motley Crue. You know, I'm thinking of like these curvy burlesque women that just look so awesome. And this video is just like teeming with them.
Really?
Yeah, it's nice.
Like curvy, like suicide girl looking girls or like women?
No, curvier than, no, like, yeah, like women.
Women.
No,
women.
Not like women.
I'll bring the compressor in.
Women.
I don't know if that would qualify as burlesque suicide girls. I think that's stripping still. Oh, that's really bad. I'm gonna delete this.
I wouldn't equate the suicide girls with like burlesque girls. I think burlesque girls are a little bit meatier and hotter that way. I think suicide girls are a little more hot topic ish.
Tattooed.
Well, I mean, so are burlesque girls, but they just, you know, they just, I don't know, look like women.
Yeah, but not out of the fucking vagina. These girls are coming out tattooed from birth.
Did you just say vagina on this show? Serious?
Sorry, well, there goes the, that's not bad, that's X-rated.
Anyway. If the audience was on a phone, you'd be hearing a dial tone right now.
Sorry. I also say the word making love, so.
Yeah, I know. Everybody fucks with you about that. It's so awesome.
I don't, you know. I think it's a fine thing to say.
Let's make love.
That's not what it sounds
if
like.
If you like making love at midnight. What's another one?
There's the scientist version. When I made love last night.
Really?
You told me that you loved me last night. Oh, it's so great. And they say making love in the motherfucking thing.
Yeah.
But it's probably because they weren't making love. They were just...
Well, I mean, you know, you could be, hey, look, you could fuck somebody that you love. I mean, you know.
I used to do that regularly.
Right. And now, I don't know. Fuck.
Where'd it go? No.
I don't know. It's gone. Hey, why are you telling, you're asking me? Oh,
there's.
Good God. What do we have next?
Oh, you know, I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm going to try to appeal to your...
Moving right along.
Yeah. I'm going to try to appeal to your Scott Walker...
Oh, yeah.
Your Scott Walker thing. Mm. Fetish.
Hey, well, I won't go that far.
Well, yeah, you're right. Because you'd have to... well, let's just move on.
I don't want to fuck him. I just like the songs.
here we go. Tell me what you think.
All right.
Till dawn, a song of you and me and what for time is all I have to keep between these walls, and half asleep the days go by, a million little nights and days go by, and I centuries fall where they may, but never die. For I have loved, and so I lost the world above. Beyond the moss, the days go by, a million little nights and days go by. Replace your charms.
Everybody, thank you for the positive feedback and the welcomes backs.
Yeah, that was really nice.
On Facebook. Yeah, that was really super cool.
They really love me.
I know.
You really, really like me.
No, we're really stoked to be doing the show again, and you know, we're glad that you guys are stoked that we're back. So you know, more tomfoolery and shenanigans to come.
Johnny gave me a DVD.
Johnny Scott.
Yeah, thanks, John. It's favorites of 2011, but my computer rejected it, so we couldn't really delve into it on this show. I'll find a computer that reads it.
Nice.
Anyhow,
thank you, John. Where was mine, by the way?
Yeah, I felt really bad when I got it because I was like,
thanks, neighbor. Well, I probably see Johnny Scott less now that I live 10 feet away from him than I did when I lived like 40 miles away from him. We were talking about that last night. People were like, yeah, are you hanging out with Joe? He's like, no.
And I see him more.
Our schedules are just completely, completely different.
Well, after the show last time, I think you left and he showed up after we were hanging out.
I swear to God, it just totally works that way.
And then I got a DVD with favorites of 2011.
Nice.
So, anyhow, I'm DJing next Sunday.
Yeah, in Scotland Yard.
Yeah, that would be the, I don't know what the fucking date is. Oh, that's the, that's the 22nd.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm playing a show the 21st, which I said last time, too, in Pomona.
Oh, yeah, at Vince Lombardi High School.
Yeah.
Cool.
The Furloughs.
Awesome.
What you got coming?
Tuesday at Scotland Yard in Canoga Park, every Tuesday. Fridays at La Cita, downtown LA, at 4th and Hill, for their punk rock happy hour called Angry Hour. It's awesome. And Metal Fucking Mondays at the Down and Out.
I went to that. That was fun.
Yeah. It's, you know, if you ever wondered what like a Bukowski-style bar is like, two blocks away from Skid Row in L.A.
And that's that.
Come on down.
But it's safe parking. Or take the tube. I mean, the subway. Fuck. I can't
believe the tube.
Take the tube.
Take the tube, mate.
Mind the fucking
it's
guy.
Me, David Coverdale. I was on the tube, mate. Check out me, D-Tracks. All right,
I was
going
to ask you something.
What?
How'd you like my Scott Walker song?
Oh, yeah. That guy's total Scott Walker. It was cool.
That was magnetic.
I like that. We got to start playing some Scott. I know. For a while there, like every episode, we're doing Scott Walker. I know, man. You know, anybody, if you're interested in, or like we were mentioning Pulp earlier, you know, if you're into Pulp or you know, or the Smiths or whatever, and you have Netflix, check out 30 Century Man. That's the name of the movie. It's the story of a guy named Scott Walker, who is probably one of the most unique, weird voices in I mean, I wouldn't even say it was rock music. It's just, it's
popular
weird.
Popular music?
Popular music, I guess. I don't know. It's a pretty good documentary because within like the first 10 minutes, it has like 10 people that you totally know and you're like, who the fuck is this guy? But then like halfway through the movie, I was like already downloading all of his shit. So it's, man, he's really good. But what was the name of the band?
That was the Magnetic Fields. That was 69 Love Songs. And the name of that song was Parades Go By.
Nice.
So, and there's actually a great documentary on him, too.
Oh, really?
I forget his fucking name. I can't believe I'm doing that right now.
Ford doesn't like doing the show at night. He prefers the daytime.
I like daytime. Oh, flute.
Yeah.
We're out of here.
Flute, mate. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week, maybe?
Yeah, next week.
All right, man. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Yo.